You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." This scripture once again reveals to us the danger of wrong counsel. Many people are in trouble today because of wrong counsel. The problems in the life of some people today, they are the result of listening to wrong counsel. You must understand that it's not everybody that is called, gifted, and strengthened to be able to offer right counsel, particularly on certain issues that may appear difficult. You see, human beings will tend to advise you on the least resistant part. They want you to take part that is least resistant. A lady in her 40s came to me to tell me that somebody wants to marry her, that I should look at the person. And without much stress, it was obvious this person was not born again. What do I do? What should I encourage her to go and marry somebody that is not right? Now, if I say no, if I say this person is not right for you, do I have a husband on the side? My duty is to tell the truth. It is God's duty to handle the consequence of telling the truth. So I told her, I said, this man is not right. And she saw it herself. And as I'm speaking, she's not yet married. Now, but you see, most people were counseling her to go ahead. In fact, a particular lady some years back, she realized that she was in a wrong relationship. She was really broken down. And she said she was quitting. So she came to me and I told her also that this is wrong. You can't continue. But guess what? Pastors were the one calling her, pleading with her to continue. That, oh, you can't quit 4 years relationship. Oh, you can't quit 4 years relationship. Elders were calling her. They were begging her. At that time, I was the only voice who said this is not right. And somehow God gave her grace. She was able to listen. And she didn't end up marrying that man. You see, you must be careful who you listen to. People have speared themselves. They did not commit themselves to decisions in life. So many times they are afraid of certain decisions. So if you come to them to seek counsel concerning similar decisions, they are likely to counsel you to take the least resistant part. I remember when I was to leave my job, almost everybody around me counseled me against it. Almost everyone. In fact, people began to suggest to me ways which I can serve God and keep my job. They gave me all kinds of things. People suggested to me that I can take this kind of leave. I can take this kind of that. You know, they just gave me all kinds of things. Thank God I knew what I was doing. In fact, the irony of it was that it was someone of another faith who heard of it, who said, if you feel this is how God is leading you, go ahead and do what God wants you to do. You will have no regret. Can you believe that? An unbeliever was the one who said that to me. Believers around me were the one encouraging me, telling me no, no, no. And when I look at my life, I realize that some of the finest of decisions I've made in my life were decisions that people opposed, that they didn't support me, that they felt that no, 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 don't do this. If you look at what Jesus also faced there, he was going to suffer. He was going to take a decision that would lead him to death. And then Peter canceled him against it. You may think Peter loved you. And that's why a lot of wrong counsel comes from people you know, from your family members, from a big brother that you trust, a big sister that you trust, a big aunt, from your mom, from your dad, from your pastors. It can come from all of that. That's why you must know what you are doing. Because whatever counsel they give to you, you are the one that will face the consequence of that counsel. You must always keep it at the back of your mind that when somebody counsel you, you are the one that will face the consequence of that counsel. It's not that person. Many people are in marriage today because they listen to somebody. In fact, I spoke to a young lady recently, and she said that a brother she trusts so much had also confirmed that the brother she wants to marry is the right brother for her. And I was asking her, so if you remove the counsel of this brother, you, what has God said to you? You know, so you've got to be very careful who you listen to. You have to know what you are doing, and you have to know what God is saying to you, because you see, God will speak to you. God will make certain things very clear to you. But understand that men are not going to encourage you to take decision for God. Imagine even this Peter. When Jesus said, "Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." Today, how many of you will tell Peter to go? You say, "But Peter, remember you have a wife. Your children will go to school." You mean you just want to be following this man about? What are you going to eat? When you look at scripture, the kind of calling that God places on people's life, most people don't have that kind of experience. So they are not likely to encourage you to follow that kind of path. You must be conscious of that. People are going to counsel you to take easy path, so to say. And let me tell you, there is no decision in life that is not risky. That is why it is good to take risk for God, because any risk for God is a good risk. Life itself is risky. So you have to choose your own risk. Is it that you are taking risk for yourself or you are taking risk for God? If you take risk for God, it's a good risk. But if you take risk for yourself, you face it whatever you face there. Please be very careful and don't rate anybody. Don't feel that, oh, this person cannot mislead me. This was Peter that was talking to Jesus. This wasn't Judas. It wasn't Matthew. It wasn't Thomas. It wasn't Philip. This was Peter that just said that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood had not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So you will think that for somebody who has the revelation of God, who preaches like this, he must be able to counsel me right. It's not so. I'm telling you, particularly, you see, any decisions that looks like the future is not sure or you are likely to suffer, human beings are not going to counsel you to take that decision. Who will counsel Abraham to leave his father's house and go to a land that he does not know? How many people will support that decision? Be very careful. Hear God for yourself. If you are seeking counsel, in fact, pray that God will lead you to the right person who can counsel you according to the word of God. Men who are not afraid to tell you what God wants you to do. Men who are not afraid to tell you what God wants you to do. Many people are not, I'm warning you, many people are not going to tell you what God wants you to do. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.